This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as coming into the Hurricane Ian zone and delivering the much-needed supplies there in southwest Florida. And, of course, we've got our great, and I do mean great, mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, keeping the mail moving. And let's not forget either our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon delivery drivers out there tonight moving around, too. Thanks so very much for what you guys and girls are doing. Now, you can follow us by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go over to MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and Twitter. Talk to us that way or follow us over there. And of course, our handle is Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America. That's how you do that. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, to the telephone line we go. And we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo Christian values. And there we go. I just dropped the little mouse for the computer. It was in my hand. I was trying to move it out of my way. All right. Now, let's continue with our discussion. A Delaware man was sentenced to 2 years in prison for breaching the Capitol with his father on January 6th. Now, because the father was pretty much an invalid, he didn't get any sentencing. But the son did, because he should have known better.
Well, that's right.
Or so the court said.
Well, right. The son's 24 years old. He was convicted of felony and misdemeanor charges by a U.S. district judge. Now, they had opted, Captain, evidently, to have simply a bench trial, which is decided by a judge. They didn't have a jury decision on this, but that's what the judge found, and it's 2 years behind bars.
Yeah. Now, something else in Florida. Florida is poised right now should become the bellwether for Houston, for Hispanic voters playing to coming over to the GOP. And the Democrats are just unraveling right in front of us. They're losing the Hispanics. They're losing the independents. They're losing the minorities, other minorities. They just haven't got it going this time.
They don't. You know, and Captain, in real estate, what's the mantra is location, location, location. And, of course, in politics nowadays, I think it's really ideas, ideas, ideas. And those ideas are transcending the social, economic, racial sort of pigeonholes that the Democrat Party elite love nothing more to do than to put people in. And so, you know, whether you're a Hispanic voter or black voter, or this voter or that voter, the Democrat Party loves it if they can figure that, well, these groups are monolithic and they're always going to vote Democrat, and no matter what happens, no matter what terrible job we do, whatever. But here we go. The ideas are what are transcending, and that's what's crumbling the Democrat control of that whole thing.
Now, I think that once we get past the midterms, there's likely going to be a countdown to when the Democrats finally start being honest about Joe Biden and sweep him off to the side because of his issues. Now, of course, their bigger problem is going to be the way they don't have any really good replacements for him. His second-in-command, Kamala Harris, has her own issues, just trying to string together a coherent sentence and doing anything that isn't a failure. She's been known to open mouth, insert foot. Now, she's also as unpopular as Joe Biden is, so that doesn't help them much. So who are they going to come up with?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to let, there's a lot of daring do that's going to happen. And we've been talking about, Captain, for quite a while, that the midterms were going to be the line of demarcation for where the Democrats are going to stop supporting Joe Biden no matter what and start asking real tough questions and pointing things out about Joe Biden, because this is when they're going to start regrouping for 2024. And Kamala Harris, can she really step in and be the president? I mean, she thinks we have an enduring alliance with North Korea, you know, this kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, she makes these kinds of mistakes, and she doesn't come off as a true leader. So they'll go, they want to get somebody like Gavin Newsom, you'll see, something like that.
I would be willing to bet you it's going to start with Mayor Pete Butthead. I mean, Buttigieg. All right.
Hold that. Maybe.
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming right up.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear him again on the program come Friday. And, of course, undergroundusa.com is where you go to find out more about him. But in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they do a bang-up job with Relief Factor, I'll tell you. Now, I've been taking it for a little bit more than 8 years for one simple reason. It works. When I started to take it, I had some serious trouble, and I was kind of at my wit's end as to what I was going to do with the swelling in my left ankle and foot and leg and the pain that I was having, plus the inflammation, and it was just very uncomfortable to be me, especially with that problem. And it started to work. Right off the bat, it started to work, and the more I took of it, the better it worked. And every day, I have a regimen. When I start my day and I go to get my breakfast, whether it's right there mid-morning or noontime or one-ish, whatever time it happens to be, whatever time I get out of bed, that's when I do it. And I take the packet of Relief Factor, and it starts working right away. Now, it's in my system all the time, so it helps me, because if I didn't have it in my system, I would have problems with the swelling and the pain that I have, and I don't really want to have that, because I am able to sleep, just like you will too. Once you start taking this, this will help you to sleep. And oh, by the way, Jeff got a bag yesterday, so he knows what it can do. And I want to take this opportunity, before I forget it, to wish the very best to our friend Cynthia, who took a spill and hurt herself. And I hope you're feeling better there, kiddo. Just let us know. We're thinking about you. And there was a nasty fall that you took, and we know about that. Relief Factor would probably help her, too, by the way, to a certain point. Now, that being said, the website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and see what it's all about, and you'll see how you can get that $19.95 3-week quick start over there and start a lot of other things going, too. And like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
There he is. There he is. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. All right. Israel. When asked why Israel is not sending military weapons to Ukraine, former President Benjamin Netanyahu, who is running for re-election, said that there's a very real concern that the weapons sent to Ukraine could end up at the hands of some of the Iranians and ultimately be used against Israel. That's a very strong possibility.
It is a very strong possibility, and of course, coupled, Captain, with the idea that Israel has been, Iran has been sending evidently these drones that are being used in many cases by Russia.
And the pilots.
And the pilots themselves, exactly. Yep. And so then, on the flip side of all that, Dmitry Medvedev, the chairman of the Security Council of Russia, actually indicated as well that if Israel were to send weapons to Ukraine, it would, quote, destroy its relations with Russia. The war of words escalates, but Netanyahu is, I think, correct in his assessment of that.
Well, send him to Saudi Arabia, the Sheikh of Arab who there sent him over.
Well, right. Well, but in the Middle East, of course, is most of these states in the Middle East, I think they're all concerned, many of them are concerned about Iran, and a further cementing of a relationship between Russia and Iran is not a good thing for anybody.
Now, an anti-democracy Google is now manipulating search results to bury Senate Republican candidates' campaign websites before the 2022 midterm elections. And this has been going on for a while. You want to find out, go over there and Google like Senator Marco Rubio or Senator Rick Scott or Senator Marsha, what's her name up there from Tennessee, and you'll see you'll have a tough time trying to find them. Because that's what they're doing. And this comes on the heels of a North Carolina State University study that found that Google's Gmail marked 59.3% of the time more emails from right-leaning candidates as spam compared to left-leaning candidates. And you know what happens when they're spam?
Right. It'll either be deleted or go to a special folder that you don't typically see unless you specifically go look at it. But, Captain, it is an issue, obviously, because any kind of bias is a significant problem. This time of year when this comes around, campaign season comes around, I do hear people complaining that they get a lot of campaign-related emails, unsolicited text messages as well. Any candidate has to tread lightly because they can actually end up trying to turn people away sometimes because they get tired of these messages.
Now, Marco Rubio came out with 3 points as to how things should be straightened up. Point number one was we have to stop bad things from happening, crazy people from getting into positions of power. And in the Senate, we have that power and so forth. And I think it's just the election line that brings along an end to some of that insanity. So I guess that means, number one, you go after the people that you're letting into your group and vent them, right?
Well, certainly, yeah. When you have a group of, especially of these far left Democrats, which have left the more centrist Democrats or Democrats that might overlap more with Republicans on various issues in the dust, and it's created a further animosity and separateness and division in the American people. And the American people, I think, are convinced, Captain, that we can't do business like that anymore.
And then the second point is we have to make good things happen, like energy independence, like ensuring that federal laws are not interfering with decisions that are being made at the state level, the school board level, things of that nature. We need to pass those bills both on energy and on things like education and the like, and crime for that matter, too.
Well, certainly. Yeah, you have to take a comprehensive view, and you have to be able to do things that are practical and are actually going to make some difference. And it isn't designed simply to lord it over somebody else in some kind of virtue signaling kind of a thing.
And then finally, number three, we have to use our oversight role in that we now
should have hearings, for example, on the riots of the summer of 2020. For example, these efforts to bail people out of jail back in 2020, Kamala Harris was involved in that, and many people that did, how many people did that encourage to come back out and do it all over again when they were released basically free in charge, or free of charges within a matter of just an hour or so of being arrested?
Well, exactly. And all that is ludicrous. It's madness. And I think reasonable people on both sides of the political aisle would come to that conclusion. The Democrat Party elite, and especially the far left, they found that those riots were completely destabilizing, and they thought it really helped to advance their cause. And that is a terrible thing for all Americans.
Now, the CDC last week recommended that the COVID vaccine be added to the immunization schedule for children, everyone aged 6 months and over. Now, although such recommendations don't constitute mandates, which are supposed to be set by the states, they will absolutely influence some states to require the vaccine for school entry. And the CDC's credibility is once again being further eroded by the recommendations, because children are the group of lowest risk from COVID-19. What's more, 86% of them already have caught the virus, which confers the natural immunity. And as such, the vaccine does little to prevent transmissions when it comes to risks of its own.
Yeah, adults making decisions about whether or not they want to go get the vaccine is one thing. But when it comes to mandating it for the little children, parents will really rear up at that kind of thing. And rightly so. Because, Captain, we just don't have enough information. It takes years and years to have a real handle on what a vaccine really does. And we're only now discovering what it actually does in some cases. So, yeah, you don't want to put the kids at risk.
No, you don't. And I think that we really need to pay close attention to this, and our school boards, if they decide that they want to put this back into play, it needs to be stopped, because they don't need it.
No, they don't need it, and unfortunately, because the whole science thing has now been co-opted by a political party, that somehow if you don't support their political agenda, that you're anti-science. That was really a masterstroke, to be honest, but we're going to put it back the way it's supposed to be.
And by the way, you could wind up like Beto O'Rourke. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning, and I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens, with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Colorado all held debates on Tuesday. The candidates' conversations centered around topics including COVID response and Roe v. Wade. One of the candidates in the Keystone State is a recognizable figure from daytime television, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Texas Senator Ted Cruz feels meeting Americans in their living rooms may be just the ticket.
I think conservatives, we need to do a much better job reaching out to a broader audience. I think we need to be talking to young people and Hispanics and African Americans and suburban moms
The Department of Energy says heating oil prices will be 27% higher this winter. Stockpiles of the commodity in New England are currently at just a third of normal levels. Wholesalers have begun rationing their supply to prevent panic buying and hoarding. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
All righty, the captain did send you, and don't forget, heroesmile.com, the website, heroesmile.com, the website. And this is not just a place for veterans, it's a place for first responders, whether you're EMS, police, or fire. You have problems, too, we know that. It's not just about stress, it's about other things. It could be about maybe your money problems, maybe it could be your retirement, maybe it could be your family, you're having issues with your family, and there's something that's got you staying awake at nights or whatever. But whatever it is, guess what? You're amongst friends. HeroesMile.com, the website, HeroesMile.com. Their phone number is merely 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com, HeroesMile.com. And again, the phone number, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we definitely have got a situation going here. Representative Matt Waltz, who is one of our congressmen here in Florida, he's also a Gulf War veteran, he said, if Republicans take the House, we will... emphasize the word will. We will have a select committee on China.
Reason 472, why the Chinese government loves that Democrats are in power at this point, I think. Right, Captain?
Well, sure, because they don't want to be, you know, they don't want the secret to get out of all the things that are going on. And I'm telling you, we've got spies everywhere you look around. And by the way, if you're using TikTok, forget it. Forget about it.
That's right. Forget about it is right.
Because it spies on you.
Well, right. You know, the whole issue, of course, you know, the Chinese issue in terms of what their plans are for influence and expansion and raw materials and natural resources and things like that is really going to be off the charts. They're building up their military. They have a particular philosophy that is really alien to the United States way of life and so forth. So these are all important factors that we seem to be kind of poo-pooing a lot, but in reality are going to have a significant effect here sooner than later.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Congressional Democrats are contemplating raising the federal debt ceiling before the new Congress in January because they know they may not be able to do it once we get a new Congress. Now, failing to lift the debt ceiling, basically the amount the U.S. can legally borrow, could, in fact, lead the U.S. to default on its debt, triggering a recession and also battering global financial markets. Now, we've been through this before, haven't we?
We have, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Well, I mean, they always are going to end up raising the debt limit. I think there's just no doubt about that because of those consequences that you're talking about. Now, ultimately, we have to be able to try to get out of recession or avoid recession or try to insulate from recession by creating more opportunity as opposed to what the Democrats keep talking about, which is just a lot of mush that they try to tell you at election time. But you have to have real approaches to that.
Well, you can only spend what you got. And this deficit spending stuff has got to stop because it keeps going into the billions and billions and billions of dollars. We just got to stop doing it.
Well, exactly right. Nobody can live like that in their own real life, right? You can't keep doing that, but yet for some reason at the government level you can. But it's a self-perpetuating problem, isn't it? If they do stop at this point and you default, then there are huge consequences for that.
Now, Fox News reporter Jackie Henrick, who's pretty sharp, on Monday directly called out the Biden administration's repeated falsehoods about the economy. Now, what's the background on this? Well, it's pretty simple. As the election season has heated up, President Joe Biden has claimed repeatedly that his policies have resulted in record deficit reduction and a record number of jobs created. None of which is true.
Well, part of this deficit reduction thing, you know, I think what they're pointing to a great degree is that the fact that they're not sending out a bunch of checks, per se, right, which adds to the deficit. But overall, and the jobs report, that's one thing, but it's not really the indicator that the economy is strong. In fact, I just don't think it really holds true at all, as you're saying, Captain.
Well, you know, Democrats love to point out to the American people that Republicans are destroying democracy, and we're destroying the economy as we know it, and we're charging all these, we're responsible for all the taxes and this, that, and the other. The American people are not stupid. They know who was in charge when the cost of living went up, and when they did get a little bit of extra money, by the way, down the line, in their Social Security and whatnot. But they also know how much it was costing them when they weren't able to get that little extra few dollars, 20, 30, 40, whatever it was, dollars in their money, so they could have something else to buy food with, right?
Of course, yes.
Now, when it doesn't work for them, the Democrats will then turn around and go to the courts or actively partake in some sort of election fraud. Remember the Roe v. Wade decision did not outlaw abortion, unlike their argument that, well, they get away with Roe v. Wade and it's gone and there's no abortion. No, it's not true. It merely gave it back to the states, where democracy, that's that word that the Democrats love to flaunt, will have a say in its legality, whether or not it's implemented or not. Democracy, of course, absolutely. And not every state is like California, New York, or Massachusetts.
Well, you know, Captain, when you talk about the idea that the Roe v. Wade decision did not outlaw abortion, well, of course, the whole point was is that it was an exercise in getting the constitutionality of the whole issue back on track. And so I see commercials here in California saying things like, they went and did it, meaning the Supreme Court. They took away the right to abortion. Well, what the decision
what
is actually
right?
saying... Right, that the right didn't exist, but the whole issue is a state's issue. So for the last 50 years, it was never hashed out properly in a constitutional way, and so you have politicians who say, well, this was a right inherent in the Constitution. What the court found is that that wasn't the case. It was never the case, but yet the people get to decide. So like you're saying, what's more democratic than that? I don't know.
Well, remember, anything the Democrats want to do, especially in the Senate, they need the support of 10 Republicans to carve out any type of exception to the filibuster, which keeps coming into play over there.
Well, right, and they want to get rid of the filibuster, and that's never a good idea because then they should realize that I think even very shortly now they're going to be in the minority in the Senate, and they'll want to be able to use the filibuster. But it's this whole thing of running roughshod over everybody to force through their agenda, no matter what it is, no matter how hurtful it is. The American people, I think they're getting ready to simply say enough is enough. And 2024 can't come soon enough at that point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that one. And folks, we're coming up here on the break. We're going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I will tell you that we try to get this right when we go out there because we're telling the drivers and anybody who's out there on the road where the weather is a problem. And if we get something in the way of accidents, like, for example, yesterday afternoon in Miami, they had a horrible, horrible overturned gasoline tanker with three cars involved in it on I-95 down there around Delray Beach, and it literally shut the road down for about an hour and a half or 2 hours because of the fire that started. It was diesel that was in the truck, and you just don't put out a diesel fire.
Wow.
You have to drown it or use foam, and they finally got around to getting the foam on it. They had to bring it in from somewhere. And that's what drowned the fire. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the roads out there. And then Denise Simon will be coming in top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Men.
Well, that's got to be Aerosmith, of course.
Steven Tyler up front. And, of course, walk this way. I'll tell you what, I was hopping around the console here on one leg trying to keep rhythm with it. So, you know, you can't sit still when that stuff starts, can you?
Nope, not at all.
All righty. Well, Mr. Kyle, tell us what's going on with the weather out by you.
All right, well, Captain, of course, we're still reading rain over Seattle this morning. We've got a lot of rain going on there, and it's going to be setting in here as we head to the middle of the week and then on into next week. We still got rain down near Walla Walla, and that's going to stretch on down towards La Grande right now and over towards Lewiston there on the border with Idaho. Also, we're taking a look at these winter weather advisories. Now, of course, this is going to stretch down from all the way from the border with Canada, with Washington, all the way down through central Washington, down towards south of Portland, and over down towards Eugene as well. And you're going to be having, of course, snow above 4,000 feet right now, additional snow accumulations of 5 to 15 inches. We've got a winter weather advisory in central Idaho right now, snow accumulations of 2 to 6 inches. So that's what's happening there. This is going to stretch over towards our friends over in Missoula, Montana. Also, if you're coming west out of Denver tonight on I-70, you've got winter weather advisory as you start approaching Grand Junction there. So you also are going to have more snow, 5 to 10 inches, locally higher amounts possible above the tree line. So you want to be careful out there. And, of course, to round out the rain, I think we missed a little bit of the rain. Actually, you know, last hour, Captain, we were seeing rain around Medford. We're not seeing it there right now. So hopefully that's kind of cleared out there along Interstate 5 with the border of California and Oregon. So be careful out there.
Okay. Well, we're looking pretty good from North Dakota all the way down to Texas. There's a little bit of fog down there on the Gulf of Mexico side down there. Galveston's got some fog right now. So be advised. If you're headed down that way, when we get over into the upper Midwest again, Lake Michigan, we have a gale warning there for central Michigan, windy conditions for sure, as well as over to the Lake Superior side. We have not only a wind issue over there, but it looks like as if we do have an inclement weather issue over there for the possibility of some snow. There's a winter storm watch over there in an area pretty much where our affiliate is over that away. So you guys and gals up there, pay attention because it looks like as if you could get some weather here over the course of the day for sure. Now, coming on down to the Gulf of Mexico from New Orleans over now to Tallahassee, you've got some very rough seas there. Gale warning, if you will, off the coast of Florida and Alabama and Mississippi and eastern Louisiana. You also have fog and a lot of it starting out around Cape Hatteras and going all the way up the coastline all the way to Nova Scotia. And there's also in the mountains of, North Carolina, the mountains of Virginia, we've got some windy conditions and could be some rain on the offing there a little bit later in the day. We'll see. And we definitely can tell you that the weather is going to be on everybody's mind here over the next day or so as we try to figure out what's going on out west and where it's going to go. There is a storm system coming in, and I don't think it's going to move that fast, but if it does, it'll be pretty much along the northern part of the U.S. Now, Kyle, we have got a little message here. I'm going to mention it since we're fixing to go to break and change hands here. Captain and Kyle, whom the Democrats select is not the issue. How to get rid of Kamala Harris is the issue. If she raises a stink, it'll set the party back significantly. The only way I see out of this, the big guy in the White House does not run again, and she has to run alone, and she will fail. Newsom in the end.
Well,
that's Fred, by the way.
Well, thanks, Fred. Yeah, because obviously they do have to solve the Kamala Harris problem, and whether that means she moves to a different position somewhere and tries to make it sound pretty good so that they can appoint a new vice president or something, who knows? But I think you're right. They're looking very strongly at Gavin Newsom because he's younger, he's vital, and they believe that they can put him up as a standard bearer, but we'll see how good he does.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, so stay low.
Sounds good, Captain. You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we're going to jump right over to the telephone line here. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, that doesn't sound too bad so far, so we'll see what we got here. It did sound better. It did sound better on your phone yesterday, so we'll see. I got that comment from several people that chimed in after you left the airwaves. Now, I want to mention that we've got the Democrats now, once again, with their annual, gotta raise the debt ceiling, gotta raise the debt ceiling. We got all these things we gotta do, and we gotta raise the debt ceiling. So where are we going with that? We're gonna raise the debt ceiling, right?
Yes.
Don't have any way out of it.
I mean, what other choice is there? There's not. There's absolutely not. The big thing is to stop the spending, but we can't seem to do that. So I think it's ugly. We're a debtor nation. What else are you going to say?
Well, that's true. And the Senate Democrats, of course, would likely need the support of 10 Republicans, whether or not they could carve out an exception to the filibuster to raise the debt ceiling. Otherwise, it's going to be filibustered such to where they won't be able to.
Correct.
Okay, so here we go with that again. And depending on how we do in the election, it looks like as if we could pick up that many seats in the Senate. Then again, who knows? Might do it, might not.
We may not. But, you know, when it comes to money and it comes to spending, that happens out of the House because that controls the purse. And so if we can take the House, that can actually, you know, stop a lot of things. And that's where a lot of repeals can happen, too. And other things can be introduced, like monies that have been in previous bills that have gone unspent. You can take that unspent money and repeal it and put it back in the Treasury.
Well, it looks like as if right now the prognostications are 30 seats are already going GOP, already going that way, and there's another 50 in play. That's a lot of seats. How do you like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Coming back with more. Denise Simon, too. On FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the articles she writes and sign up for her newsletter. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.